God. Have confidence in the Christ in you. Why do we got to go attack all this other stuff and go away from the doctrine that he preached? He preached, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will speak to the mountain and the mountain will move. And God told me today that the fig tree had roots and it dried up from the roots. So when you pray for somebody, I listen to these testimonies of John G. Lake. When the cancer would die, they'd pull it out, roots and all. I'm like, all this stuff is coming in. So everything that has a root issue, we think we got to go after all these root issues. We need to get back to the simplicity that's in Christ. If I see it in the life of Jesus, that's the way it's got to be for me. That's it. How many paralytics got up with Jesus? Should be happening for me, for us, for the body. I say me, not in an arrogant way. No, hear me right. I'm pressing into this thing. Look, if Jesus had it, it belongs to me. It belongs to me. It's our inheritance. He relied fully and completely upon God for everything he did. If we got root issues, if people got root issues, then I say we get more faith and dry that thing up from the roots. Period. It sounds aggressive. It sounds like, wow, you're out of your mind. No, I'm out of a lot of people's minds. But I'm into God. I'm into his mind. I want to have the mind of Christ. I want to see things like he sees it. I don't want to see things as a stumbling block for me. No, Jesus is the wisdom of God. Anything in the life of Jesus, I have. He said, if I believe the same things he's going to do, greater things am I going to do. Why? Because he went to be with Daddy and the Holy Ghost is on me. The Lord has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor, to set the captives free, to comfort those who mourn. Yay? Come on, everybody's quiet. Somebody get rowdy with me a little bit. Come on. He said, Peter, remember.